Ready, down, put, 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 put.
All Packers, all the time.
But I had somebody retweet it to me and say, wild throw, question mark? I mean, no. Like, good throw. But also, I would say, like, if Aaron Rodgers made that throw, we wouldn't even be talking about it. We'd be like, oh.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill. Nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's emerging Harbor District. Enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
He is our friend, he is our teammate, he is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Lusciously delicious.
Jason, is there a little part of you, it just has to be a little part, that is, and excited is probably too strong of a word, but I can't think of a better word, is excited that Daniel Whalen is now the Packers punter, so you can continue to do your Irish accent?
No, I'm not excited. I'm also not excited that very early in camp, I said to Pat O'Donnell, I'm really glad you're here. He's like, what do you mean? Well, you're 30 years old, and they don't apparently want guys that are 30 years old or older on this team. And he said, wait, are you trying to get rid of me? No. I'm not trying to get rid of you, but I said, but Goody might be. And then obviously what happened yesterday, I understand that I have a bias toward keeping veteran players because I think veteran players know what the hell they're doing and have figured out how to do their job well. And Goody just, I mean, can you think of a team that was, in Packers history, that was anything close to what they're doing this year?
No, but
there's
wasn't
three guys left that have had a 30th birthday. Three.
Didn't Ted go through this a little bit, though, where he cared more about the team being young instead of experienced, Jason?
Well, yes and no, Chew, because it was always the back half of the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his big belief was, all right, if we're going to have, you know, as Lee Rummel used to call them, ham and eggers, at the back of the roster, I want them to be young guys who have the potential turn out to be, you know, kind of diamonds in the rough and turn out to be good players, as opposed to kind of the retread type player who has bounced around the league a bunch, is you kind of know what he is. He's never going to be a breakthrough player. He's just a guy. But he, you know, can play special teams and, you know, kind of the Lamont Holland Quest.
Yeah.
Roderick Mullen type player where, you know, they have some value certainly, but the upside is limited. I think that he was always looking for upside from guys at the bottom of the roster and potential churn that part of the roster to get guys with potential and maybe you'll get somebody who can really play. And this is, I mean, they're not churning the bottom of the roster here. I mean, they have churned the top of the roster. And like we keep saying, you know, whether it's Luke Musgrave or it's Jaden Reed, both of whom I really like as players, potential-wise, and I like Jaden Reed to be decent right away as opposed to maybe Luke Musgrave, who I'm expecting more growing pains from. But it's the top of the roster, man. Like when it's Bakhtiari, Preston Smith, and Devondre Campbell, and those are your guys over 30. It's almost as if they've decided that if you're 30 years old, you can't play anymore. And we all know that that's not true.
Who's the number four? Who's going to be the number four receiver, Jason?
I think it's Heath. I don't see how it's not. Like, I think Dontavian Wicks, you know, first he missed time with a concussion, then he missed time with a hamstring. I know Bill Huber has reported this morning that they're going to cut the long snapper, but he's still the long snapper, Matt Orzech. What they're going to do is they're going to cut him, leave him off the roster, and then bring him back onto the roster when they put someone on injured reserve. And Bill doesn't have who it is, but I think it's probably Wicks. I guess Tavarius Moore is the other possibility. Unless, and I don't think this is the case, and I don't want to alarm anyone, but the only other injury that we know of that would be, we don't know the severity of, would be Romeo Doubs' hamstring. And, I mean, if somehow that's what this is, that is a major story. I don't think that's the case, but I don't know the severity of his hamstring. And so if someone is going to be kept on the 53 today with an injury, because as you guys know, the rule is to be able to be eligible to come back from IR, you have to make the initial 53. And then you can be placed the next day on IR and have the ability to come back. So my guess is that it's for Wicks with that hamstring because they don't want to lose a fifth-round pick by just flat-out cutting him or waving him injured. But, again, I don't know for certain, and that's good work by Bill to have that tidbit.
All right, hold on a second.
Is Torrey in trouble, though, Jason?
I'm sorry, who?
Torrey. Samori?
Oh, Torrey, yeah.
Is it?
Yes, I think.
Let it go. Let Jason answer. Okay. We'll discuss your pronunciation
of NFL.
Accent.
It was my accent.
We'll discuss your pronunciation of NFL player names at a later date.
Park the car. I need a quarter. Sorry. I was Tori
Spelling?
Tori Humphrey? Tori Lowe?
Tori my pants.
Hunter?
I Tori my hamstring. I thought that's what we were talking about a minute ago. I think he might be. Like, again, I don't know how many they're going to keep. And this injury, if it is Wicks, obviously factors into this as well. But, you know, the guy that I kind of like who missed all of the offseason with a back issue is Grant DuBose. Like, I saw more of him than I think we saw, frankly, in camp of Dontavian Wicks. But, you know, Goody loves his draft picks, right? I mean, I'm trying to think. It was Cole Van Lannen from the 21 class that got cut at this cut and then was put back on the practice squad. 2020 was Jake Hansen from Oregon that had the same treatment. I think he kept everybody in 19. I think 18 it was like maybe James Loney and Kendall Donerson, who were seventh-round picks. Like, if you're drafted by Goody, you really, really have to be bad in training camp to not be kept on the final cuts to 53. And so I don't think he wants to part ways with any of his draft picks from this year. And at the same time, I thought Toure had a good camp. I really did. And I still like him. I thought he made a jump from what he was last year. He looks more confident. He looks stronger. I know he was a key component to all the success that Sean Clifford has been having that everybody was excited about. So at the same time, I think he could be in trouble. So, you know, I don't know how they're going to shape that wide receiver group, but I think Toure made this team. Whether or not Goody thinks that is obviously much more important than what I think.
Well, because Goody also doesn't apparently like the offensive lineman he decided to throw a second round tender on and pay $4 million to. What is the likelihood that the Packers end up trading Yosh Nijman before the deadline today?
I don't usually have strong takes, as you know, but I think if they trade Yosh Nijman, they're stupid. I mean, I don't think if you're five-time All-Pro left tackle has dealt with as much adversity with his knee and is one game on turf away from aggravating it and having another issue with it, I think if you have guys that can play tackle in the NFL, you should hoard them. I'm also not completely convinced, and these guys know 1,000 times more about offensive line play than I do, so if they think that Rashid Walker has made that level of a jump to be a guy that has to be the next man up at left tackle, if something happens to Bakhtiari, then so be it. I don't know what their shuffle plan is if for some reason Bakhtiari runs into problems, right? Are you going to take Zach Tom and after having him practice all week and start a game at right tackle, are you then going to shift him to left tackle and bring Yash off the bench? Are you just going to plug in Rashid Walker? Because, you know, again, Rashid Walker had a good preseason. They liked what they saw from him in the practices against the Patriots, and the Patriots have Matthew Judon. I mean, they've got some pretty good players, so they obviously feel like he made a giant leap. I just know that as opposed to Rashid Walker, Yash Nyman has done it in games. That counted. And I always feel better about guys that have proven it when they're actually in the fire, and there's a big difference between doing it in practice and doing it in a preseason game and doing it in a game that counts. And so we'll see. But I think it would be a foolish thing to do, given Bakhtiari's situation, to trade Yash off this roster and then go without him. The guy started like 25 games in this league.
And then what about Stokes, Jason? Is he going to start the season on a list or?
Yeah, I think he's going to start on PUP. I had a really good conversation with him about a week ago, and it's just the foot now that's holding him back. So he had the torn meniscus in his knee, and he had the Lisfranc injury in his foot. And, you know, those take a long time. I mean, Patrick Taylor missed an entire year when he had his. So, yeah, I think he's starting on PUP. You know, the last couple of years, they have activated guys from PUP, specifically Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins, and then didn't play them in the opener. So they were on the active roster, so they didn't have to wait four games before they'd be eligible, but they didn't play right away. And I thought maybe that would be what they would do with Stokes, but apparently he's not even that close that they would want to do that with him. So I think he starts on PUP, and I can tell you this, he is frustrated. Like, he's a very happy-go-lucky guy, which is probably a good thing, because remember, he got injured in the same game as Rashawn Gary did in Detroit. And one of them looks like he's back to being the guy he was before his injury, and the other guy can't get off the PUP list.
Jason, before we let you go, I want to make sure I have this right. So the Packers' plan today is to take a Super Bowl champion $300,000 signing bonus long snapper, which, again, in fairness, I guess I don't know that much about long snapping, but I would assume $300,000 signing bonus for a long snapper is a lot of money. They're going to waive him
today. Yeah, seems like it.
They're going to waive him today. Mm-hmm. And the reason you would pay, reasonably, the reason why you would pay somebody that kind of a signing bonus is because probably there's demand for him. Correct? Like, you're not just going to give a long snapper $300,000 just to give him $300,000. There's probably some interest, and you're getting a bit of in a little bit of a long snapping bidding war. So your plan is to release that player, hope he makes it through waivers, and then ends up on your roster? That's their plan?
You think your client is a vigilante who goes around at night beating people up, and you think it's a good idea to blackmail this man?
Good luck.
Yeah, I think, I mean, again, this is, Phil Huber does an unbelievable job. Like, I do not have the patience or the schedule with a 3-hour radio show and everything else that I have going on in my life to spend all this time talking to agents. Also, I don't like agents. Chewy, you know, John was always good to me, but generally speaking, agents are painless. Not always fun to deal with. Mm-hmm. And so he does an awesome job, and I'm guessing he got this from Orzech's agent, that this is what the Packers have informed him their plans are. But you're right, that comes with risk. And what's interesting is, so what you're telling me, I won't go through the Morgan Freeman scene again, but what you're telling me is that there's a guy that is your long snapper. Like, he is your guy. He has beaten out Broughton Hatcher for the job. So you want him on the 53, but there is nobody else on your team that you are convinced you could get through waivers and not lose, you know, like, you know, and again, I don't know who they plan on cutting, but let's use, unfair though it may be, because I think Anthony Johnson has earned a roster spot, but let's use seventh round pick Anthony Johnson, who is a safety from Iowa State. You don't think that you can cut, because everybody's got seventh round picks that they like on their roster, right?
Yeah.
You don't think you can get him through to your practice squad for a day, and then he's the guy that you can then bring onto the active roster when you IR whoever this mystery injured player is. My point is that you only have one long snapper. And if somehow, some way, somebody says, well, Packers paid this guy, and our long snapper sucks.
Yeah.
Let's claim this guy. That I agree. If this is accurate, and I'm sure Bill has exactly what the agent told him accurately, if this is the plan, it's worth asking if that is a risk. And I guess we'll ask Goody that tomorrow if and when this actually comes to fruition.
I'm warming up, Jason.
Rocket Man returns.
Somebody call Mike Bartram so we don't have to send Chewy out there.
That'd be a smarter move.
Jason, we appreciate the time. Look forward to more of this analysis coming up today on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, fellas. Take care. Be good.